Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ben, have you started eating Jats the moment we started recording?
The very second. I waited till you hit that button, and then I popped them in my gob. First, the bad news.
The world is no longer habitable for human life.
Now for the good news.
Your new life starts today.
Have all passed your first night at the end and conclusion of your first successful mission back in the barracks of your home sector, CYN. Sleep comes with it certain privileges. You will get a wonderful night's sleep, some horrifying memories of times clones past have died, but you also all regain a point of moxie, and in the night also a medbot comes by and heavily sedates you, but also injects you with a series of highly experimental healing isotopes, which bring anyone who is injured or harmed back to full health. So congratulations.
Were you saying we were against a moxie as well, Dave?
1 point of moxie. How are you going on the moxie?
I have, with that healing, I now have 3 points of sanity remaining.
All right, well that's...
And when I lose my sanity, I guess we're all... keen to find out what happens then.
We're all keen to find out. We're also upping the stakes a little bit. We're introducing another paranoia rule from this session onwards. Now, if you roll that computer dice, you get a 6. No matter what the computer says, you also lose a point of moxie because you are starting to realize that the computer is not as helpful as it intends to be.
The computer's trying to send us insane, Dave.
The computer's not trying to send you insane. The computer's trying to help Alpha Complex.
Right, and the computer is incidentally sending us insane.
The computer is incidentally insane.
I feel like this is actually a wonderful analogy for our relationship with you, Dave.
Yeah, it was certainly a wonderful an analog to the relationship between you and me in a certain direction. I agree with that. So, in the morning, you all come out of your sort of heavily sedated states and find yourselves in the luxurious 6-bed dormitory that has been assigned to you. As infrareds, you slept in a sleeping bay of 200 pods. So a dorm with just 5 bunkmates is a rare privilege only afforded to troubleshooters.
So who's there in the morning?
Yeah. Clancy, me.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, Bofco. Bofcon.
Bofcon, our Bofco.
Strawberry.
Is Lonnie there?
Lonnie has gone back now. The Big Brother project has concluded and Lonnie has disappeared. So, as you open up the paste, neutrino paste tube, and a healthy slurry of delicious additives are poured down into your bowls to make your breakfast, as you share the communal dorm toothbrush, you have a chance at last to talk to
we
each other.
We have one toothbrush between all
there
of us.
There are shortages in Sector CYN.
Well, I would...
I forgot my voice. I forgot my voice.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy this, Tom. You're going to learn some voices. Well,
just say, Portia, these are some high-class gays.
Portia, these are some high-class... Okay.
Okay. No, it was
you guys
down
keep saying
here.
Jennifer Coolidge, yeah. But I hear like a Sam Slade hard-boiled detective.
It was down here. It was where it was.
A little bit David Lynch.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'd like to go first on the toothbrush, if I may.
I've really got to settle on what my accent is.
It was British for a bit.
It is British, but then it's been wildly careening between sort of Oliver Twist and the Queen.
Hello, Your Majesty!
Between that spectrum relies all of England.
Yeah.
None
yeah,
of that
exactly.
is impossible to believe in a place like Alpha Complex where the, you know... the phonetic tapes may have been muddled through, and there might have been a confusion that there's any different types of...
Yeah, well, I was also going to say that as your voices and characters change and as you guys come a little bit more online, feel free to find your characters and to find your voices, you know what I mean? The decanting process can make you sound like Oliver Twist, for example, in certain situations.
In fact, it makes everyone sound like Oliver Twist at certain situations.
Strawberry, by the way, you have a bit of an itch on your collar and you keep sort of scratching at it. You're very conspicuous and aware, conspicuously aware of your new shiny orange uniform, because in the night you successfully applied for and were received fast track promotion to orange security clearance, which means that you now have an orange laser pistol, 2 power packs, a power cord, which is a privilege not afforded to red And you also have an auto map has been uploaded to you of all nearby sectors. So you can navigate the different sectors in this region without receiving directions from friend computer.
Is it canon? Is it actually canon that when you lose a jumpsuit, whether through demotion or promotion,
it goes through your bumhole?
The jumpsuit you were wearing goes like... It looks like a tearaway suit. It goes, boom, and it goes up your bum.
Yeah, your bum is a very high-powered pneumatic suction vortex.
Does that mean logically that every suit that you could be promoted to is inside you somewhere, ready to be...
If a scientist cuts you in half, like rings, they can work out what security clearances you've been. Also,
I guess inside you all along.
That also suggests that, as a precaution, all jumpsuits in Alpha Complex are actually tearaway jumpsuits down a central seam, which is something to be wary of, because that could be triggered at any moment.
Just munching down on my red neutrino paste, can't help but notice, my old friend, that you've got some orange paste there. Do you mind if I have a little tipple?
I don't...
That's true. Actually, overnight, a little drone came into the barracks and installed a second valve that has a sign above it that says strawberry only in big, bold orange letters. And out of it comes the most delicious orange slurry. It tastes like oranges. It tastes like pumpkin. It tastes like turkey that's been dyed orange. It tastes weirdly like butter menthols. And it's all mixed together. And
it's like pumpkin spice?
Yeah, it tastes like pumpkin spice. And to somebody who until recently only was promoted to a single flavor, there's a lot going on here.
I would be happy to, as long as we do not call this to the attention of our amigo Computado. Understood?
Yes, I do believe I learned Italian when I was in school, and you mean friend computer.
Oh, hello, yes. How are you doing, my favorite troubleshooters, rise and shine? Are you enjoying the new privileges that come with your new rank, Strawberry?
I sure am, but I am more eager to find out my duties for today's mission, sir.
As expected of a team leader of a highly performing troubleshooter unit. By the way, it would be remiss of me not to inform all of you that there are developments in your sector, and I have a brief warning message that has been flashing in your HUD this morning. You may have missed it. You should click that now.
Clicking it.
All right, a little sign comes up. This is in the same voice. Please be aware, non-standard infrapeptic venting is scheduled for today. Venting will begin at variable not found. Infrapeptic venting is completely harmless. Please stand well clear of any open vents during venting and refrain from breathing polypeptic particles. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank Computer.
But if you're finished your breakfast, I agree. Briefing early is briefing well done, so perhaps you should make your way to meet Bradbury in the briefing chamber.
Thank you, Frank Computer.
No, don't thank me. I'm simply doing my job.
And I'm simply doing my job.
Blink, and he disappears.
Sorry about that.
We just have to watch it. Should we come up with a code word for our amigo? Or maybe not that one, if it's going to be tricky for you. Just in conversation.
Yes, hey, so what about a robo-pal?
Maybe we could have like a... Maybe we could have like a... initials, like an FC situation.
Blink. Hello, did you say my name? I'm also programmed to respond to FC.
Oh, yeah, I said your name. I wanted to make a purchase with my credits. Is that okay?
Of course. What would you like to purchase, citizen?
How do the power packs work? If I buy some more power packs for my laser rifle, for my laser pistol, is that going to make them more powerful, or is that going to just be more ammo?
Well, laser packs are a finite resource, and energy can be recharged from any energy refueling station. Power packs simply allow you to transport in a more handy option.
I'd like to... Can I sell you anything?
I'm sorry?
I've got a laser pistol. I want to upgrade to a laser rifle. Can I sell you back my pistol?
At any production, logistics, and commissary unit, you can trade in equipment in kind as long as it is approved by your equipment officer and not vital for your mission, in which case there may be repercussions.
Can I purchase a laser rifle then, please? Oh, I mean a sniper rifle, please?
I will instruct the PLC depot to have one waiting for you should you arrive there after your briefing.
I think he's saying you've got to go to the commissary to do it.
So, initials are out. Let's... Can we agree with amigo? for our code for
jolly good
our amigo.
Okay,
I'd just like to also take the opportunity here as team leader just to have an internal debrief of what happened yesterday. I understand that we had not had a chance to speak as a team, and I understand that my actions may have been confusing and contrary to some of you. All I want to say is, when there are others around, we need to play the game. We got to be good little babies, and we do not want to be penalized or murdered or get any of these stars of treason. So can we agree to put up a front of civility?
With that in mind, Clancy, why have I taken on Simon's voice now? Clancy. Ah.
Wonderful voice work.
What did you do?
There we go, that's fun.
What did you do when we...
It's funny.
When we left the textile factory, what did you do? Because you stuck around.
Well, you know, I simply stuck around to complete the mission. And to get... I've got to be honest with you, chaps. I got the box. I went, I found it, you know, and I got it. And and the computer seemed quite pleased about that.
Did you look inside? What was inside?
Did I get a chance to look? I did not get a chance to look in the box.
Essentially,
as soon as I grabbed it, the building fell on top of me.
And you passed out. And when you woke up, there was an Okada reclamation team that had been sent by Friend Computer that picked you up, took you to an infirmary, took the box, but also took your friend that you had found away with you as well. Not by friend, I mean victim, the person you'd electrocuted. Victim. Friend is maybe reaching.
Mm. Oh, okay. So the computer had taken
them away, and you were commended for it.
Well, I've yet to be commended.
Take 150 credit points. This happened before the debrief.
So I got 150 points, and the computer was happy with me for that.
They were. It was.
So, you know, just a spot of extra, you know, extracurricular activity. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that if our amigo does not see, or anybody else who is amigos with our amigos sees. This is what I'm talking about. We need to keep that on the DL, and I would like to create a circle of trust here between the three of us.
What would that entail?
It would mean...
We gotta spit in each other's hands? Is that what we're doing?
I'll do it.
I mean...
Spit in each other's mouths. That's
what? What
Oh! No, I don't... No!
Well,
no.
I thought you wanted to trust me, and I don't trust a spitting hand man myself.
Okay.
Now, I mean, if this is what it takes...
So, do we have to spit in everyone's... Or is it sort of a... Is it a... We spit in just one person's and they... Or is it everyone spits in everyone's...
Oh, yeah.
What if we all spit in this here cup...
And everyone
and then we just take a sip from the cup?
I mean, that seems more civilized,
Seem more, is that what you're going to do? You're going to spit in a neutrino flask?
Yeah, and then we'll all take a sip.
You know what? Let's mix it in with this delicious orange paste.
I don't want to get in trouble.
But this is a circle of trust. Nobody snitches.
Yeah, but what if the orange like paste has got the stiffy perimeter in it? I'm trying to work on my layering my stiffies like sedimentary rock.
Making people commit a crime because they need to trust you is how gangs work, Simon.
I mean, I'm just going on instinct. I didn't know that was a thing, but however you want to do it, whatever can help us establish the bonds of trust.
What are the rules of this trust? Do we have to tell each other everything like bosom buddies?
All it took was for Alex to say the word bosom to make us erupt in laughter.
A little alarm starts to blink on your HUD as team leader, which says, briefing in progress.
Look, all I'll say, old chap, is it's all a bit strange to me. For all intents and purposes, we botched that mission. We didn't clean up the bodies, and yet the computer was showering us with points. I just think it's something to keep in mind.
Exactly. Now, the briefing is happening. Let's walk and talk or save this conversation for later.
All
but
right.
Do we have an element of... Okay.
Disgusting. So you make your way down, and it's a short walk to the Seaway and briefing room 3, where Bradbury is waiting for you impatiently in front of Dark Monitor, which Friend Computer is not currently on. Otherwise, the room seems empty other than his small glass of a sort of steaming... a steaming green liquid.
That colour on you just looks spectacular.
Yes, I appreciate the compliment. It's marked down here. Thank you, Clancy.
You look like a wonderful Grinch.
I'm also marking down that compliment as well. Do you have anything to tell me, BoffCon?
Are the stiffies better when you're green?
What?
The stiffies, are they better?
The stiffies?
Are they better when you're
what
green?
What are you talking...
I heard each level you go up, you get a slightly more of a stiffy.
Now, this is getting very close to talk beyond your pay grade, troubleshooter.
What is it?
Knowledge of stiffies is higher than red security clearance.
If you're talking about the starch material that makes these green jumpsuits especially stiff, then yes.
So would you say you have a big stiffy right now?
I'd say
now?
I've got a great big stiffy. That's exactly what I'd say. Is there something amusing about me and my great big stiffy?
No.
As he says that, he looks at you and then he presses a button underneath the desk, and the screen behind him activates, and it shows a figure of what looks like a grim-looking, tall man with sort of pan-European features, strong sideburns, who is wearing a red suit, but unlike yours, it has a strong black and yellow patches on the right shoulder.
Take a good look. This is Sykes R-OKO-3, better known to us by his INSEC code name Firebrand. He's a ranking leader of the Grey Culture Club Scion, dedicated to the protection of uplifting mutant rights sector-wide. He's a powerful threat, and, luckily for us, he's been a double agent for about 2.5 week cycles since his capture and surrender. That's right, Firebrand works for us now. See that patch on his shoulder? Registered mutant status. It keeps him alive and makes sure we don't make the mistake of giving him the kind of freedom of movement that could make him a threat again. Any questions so far?
What do we have to do to him?
Oh, well, I'm any questions?
What? You said he's got mutant rights. Is he also a mutant himself?
That's right.
What does he do? Does he have 3 ears or something cool
That's
like that?
That's beyond your clearance, troubleshooter.
Then why don't ask us if we have any questions if you're not going to answer?
What's his... Yeah, mutant. I mean, is it what? Adamantium skeleton? Is it a...
Laser eyes?
Firebrand's mutation is especially troubling to Friend Computer. He has something by the name of mechanical empathy.
Oh, he's horny for robots.
That's not what?
Oh.
He gets a bit of a stiffy.
Now listen, I'm the only one here with a great big stiffy.
Well, he has no stiffy?
You can see his jumpsuit is red. He's not stiff at all. Not like me. I'm hard as a rock.
Wrinkled, flaccid, disgusting.
Yes, light as a feather, hard as a rock.
Now, pharmaceutical encouragement has helped Firebrand tell us of a mutant safe house operating right under our noses here in Sector CYN. They've realized they're in trouble since he went missing and will be planning an extraction. According to INSEC, they've made contact with a Free Enterprise relocation unit, so the escape could happen at any moment now. Now, this mission of yours comes all the way from INSEC. He will take custody of the prisoner Firebrand. Using state-of-the-art equipment, you will pose as a group of radical mutants who have liberated their leader and gain access to the safe house.
Now, may I ask a question?
Yes.
How will our Reds here pretend to be mutants when it is above their... it's talk beyond their pay grade?
You will be fitted out with technology that gives the appearance of mutant powers.
This is highly experimental technology. It comes straight from Rand Corp, which is a hidden, almost secret, but a very open secret division of production, logistics, and commissary.
Might I ask a question?
Yes.
About what? So the mutants know that they're a double agent, or they don't know that this person's a double agent? Is there a possibility he's a triple agent?
We have thought long and hard about that possibility, but our pharmaceutical interrogation techniques are near certain that he is playing ball.
Okay.
So your mission is going to be to pretend that you are a dangerous cell of radical mutants, infiltrate a mutant safe house with the double agent Firebrand, who is their old leader, and there you will identify the new leader, you will find out the mission of these mutants, you will find out any information you can about their Free Enterpriser contacts that are helping them escape the sector, and you will arrest or detain any subversives along the way. Does that make sense?
So we go in and we pretend that we have freed Firebrand when in fact we are all still working for Alpha Complex. We go in, we get information, we arrest everybody.
Exactly. And it goes without saying that protecting the experimental equipment, the Firebrand asset, and keeping the secret nature of the mission secret are all extreme priorities as well.
Today to David Mitchell.
Getting Richard Ayoade all the way through.
Dave, can I ask a question? Are mutants completely off-grid? Like, they don't, like, interact with Computer Friend, or do they...
Mutants are illegal. Right. They are considered subversives and undesirable if they are unregistered. Registered mutants, they wear the black and yellow patches, like this one you can see in the picture.
Right.
They sort of have kind of sad lives because they are always not trusted. They're not allowed any level of power, autonomy, or freedom of movement. They're highly not trusted by the society and by Friend Computer, and they tend to die young.
Okay.
So, with that, there is a knock on the door, and you see another figure in a red security suit.
Yeah, sure. He's sort of like he's pretty tall. He's like 6 foot something. He's got a big old Adam's apple, nice big smile on his face, and it's just like some nice high cheekbones and a butt chin.
Okay.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Oh yes, Bradbury, I'm not sure I told you about this, but it seems that this mission is coded ultraviolet, and just given the, shall we say, low-ranking members of your troubleshooter team, it has been decreed, in my wisdom, to assign a loyalty officer to this mission.
The baby said it couldn't go astray.
I am a baby.
That was me being acerbic.
Unfortunately, due to the highly requested nature of loyalty officers, I have had to decant a fresh one. So this is also a red security clearance officer. I trust there will be no problems?
None at all.
Wonderful. And then the screen goes blank.
Thank you, Frank Computer. Thank you. Wow. Wonderful to meet everyone. Handshakes? Handshakes all around, shall we?
We've got a cup you can spit in if you'd like.
No. A cup? What are we doing spitting in cups, guys? I don't know if that's really something.
He takes out a little notebook and starts writing some notes.
Spitting in cups. Now, you all spit in the
cup.
Now,
this is a matter of oral hygiene when we are sharing a toothbrush, given the availability of hygiene implements. This is just part of the process as we go through it. You get to know us. It's nothing to be worried about. As team leader, I can assure you everything is above
board. Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're going to assure me as team leader, that doesn't make a lot of sense. All right.
What rank are you, may I ask?
I'm a red boy. You can
I
check
am
by the colors.
Orange boy.
Wonderful.
So, technically, I outrank you. Now, since you're joining our team and you will be under my leadership, it's very important that you adhere strictly to the mission.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I will be. I understand the ranking system 100%. I will remind you, I am a loyalty officer, so if there is any breaking of the rules, however, I outrank you indeterminably in that way.
Is that true?
In the wisdom of Friend Computer, it has been decreed that by handing out tasks to different members of the team, you optimize efficiency. You, as team leader, will be responsible for the execution of the mission, but the loyalty officer is responsible for maintaining a healthy, friendly, and fun and loyal experience for all team members.
So I might just say a few words at the start. Everyone wants to bob down a little bit. My name's Beetle. Hi, guys.
Okay.
And we're just going to be... Look, I'm your friend. I'm your friend. I'm your pal. So just don't think of me as like a guy that's, bust your chops, so to speak. Because I don't think there's any chops here to bust. Would there be? And if there was, where would they be? Do you have chops to bust? Have you been hiding chops?
No chops. No good. Chops or pal.
Okay.
We're going to have a spiffing good time.
Wonderful. Getting a lot of cop energy off you.
No, I'm not a cop. No. No, I'm not a cop.
Why are you wearing those bootcut jeans?
Not a cop. I don't like, what was your name again, champion?
My name is Buffcon.
Buffcon. Going to write that one down. Very good. And he actually does write that down.
Next, my name, Clancy R-C-Y-N-1. Yes, we're here just for a good time. just for some laughs and just for, you know, doing whatever we can to...
Fun, Clancy.
You can
I
see
am fun!
Because you are a troubleshooter, you can see a full heads-up display. You can see Clancy's name, and you can also see that Clancy has accrued a treason star that is flashing. When they go up to 5, they need mandatory execution. Mm. She's 1/5 of the way towards being so subversive, she needs to be taken out.
Clancy... You having some trouble? Having some friction?
Just a little spot of bother, you know. I think it's just to show and a little bit rough around the edges, you know. We don't want to be walking around with no stars, do you? A little bit like, you know, we don't want to call people with no stars.
No, of course
boring.
Not.
Boring, and I always say better to be fun than boring.
That's very true, but I trust there won't be any more stars, will there?
Oh, no, no, one I think is the optimal number. You know, it's like having an earring.
That is true. That is painfully true.
It's time for you all to get kitted out. The quartermaster has a fine and interesting selection of gear for your for this current mission. And do try and return it in one piece, James.
All right, let's head to the quartermaster.
Oh, and one more thing. I've heard some whisperings around the barracks. People talk. There's not a lot we can do about that, but don't believe everything you hear and report any seditious behaviour.
And that's true, actually. Earlier today, all of your data pads received rumours. These are the kind of things that you heard while you were queuing up for food, walking around the barracks last night. You all have been emailed a rumour. You don't know if they're true or they're false. Some of the stuff, the scuttlebutt that goes around the base is very wrong.
So there's inter-person emails as well as just emails from the system?
Oh, yeah. No, you guys can at any time... You can send Cortex messages to each other. All if you right. want to take a sidebar because you want to psychically send a message to each other, as long as you're in the same sector, you're in range. Mm-hmm. The computer, of course, can send a message anywhere in Alpha Complex.
One little team rule that we have is inbox zero. So if everybody wants to take a moment to clear their inboxes, check any messages before as we're walking towards the quartermaster, please take advantage of this.
I wouldn't want to do that because I didn't receive any messages from anyone. Huh. So I wouldn't know what that is
well,
or
that,
anything.
Well, that's a good way to be not inbox zero. But if you're sure...
I don't even have an inbox.
You're too far now.
You might have overshot this
one. Damn it.
It's good to know that you're all trusting each other and you're trying to avoid secret information, which is, of course, the death of teamwork. So you all make your way out of the briefing, but before you do, as team leader, you were tapped on the shoulder, Strawberry.
Yes?
If possible, it is standard procedure for the team leader to receive a private briefing.
Very well. See you at a quarter.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
We have just been reviewing the parameters of your mission. It is important that you know that Alpha Complex and Insect do not trust Firebrand. We believe that he has made contact with sympathizers inside PLC, Insect, and many of our service sectors, and that since his capture, he has been looking for a chance to escape. While the mission calls for his protection as an asset, if you believe he is about to imperil the mission, his X-Collar has been fitted with concealed explosives and a remote detonator will be placed in the sleeve of your new orange jumpsuit, just on the right cuff. Can you feel that nub?
Yes.
Don't press it. Just know that it's there for your safety. Now, if you are forced to detonate the asset, you will be expected to make a full accounting of why in debrief, so make sure you have any relevant evidence. Do you have any further questions?
Is this, absolutely not. Thank you, Frank Computer.
Excellent. Have a wonderful and safe day.
And the screen goes blank and you can follow the rest.
Can I check my messages to see if there's anything,
that's
come through?
You see that at the moment you check your messages because they know an InSec video feed opens up and you see the figure of Dorian Doris.
Major Stixon is otherwise engaged, but good of you to report in asset.
Well done on the mission last night, by the way. We retrieved the destroyed camera after the vulture strike. The contents of it are happily, I'm happy to report, completely indecipherable.
Thank you, sir.
In fact, as per the standard order of procedure of INSEC, you qualify for an extra credit bonus of 200 credits, which are being uploaded to your account now.
Thank you, sir. Very kind. Is there anything special to keep in mind with the current mission that we have been sent on? Is there any...
Let me just review my notes, and Dorse takes out a printout, and he goes, Firebrand. Yes, no, I wouldn't trust him as far as I throw him. All I can tell you is that this Scion cell inside Sector CYN has been a thorn in our side for a good while now, but we have reason to believe that they are not going to continue to be a problem. I can reveal to you that the Free Enterprise relocation team that they have hired has been infiltrated by members of, shall we say, some anti-mutant operatives operating inside the sector. They will no doubt have their own mission to fulfill. I suggest you stay out of their way.
Very good, sir. Thank you very much.
If you can see it to make sure that Firebrand and those mutants are somehow rounded up, and to be honest, any other Grey Culture clubs operating, we will see it as a personal commendation for you.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. You have your mission. This is Dorian Doris, over and out.
Over and out.
So, a strawberry races up behind you as you're making your way to the PLC depot with your new friend, Beetle, and you rejoin the rest of them.
Ugh. Well, that was, full...
Disclosure?
Disclosure. I think this character is going to be a bit of a tricky one, so we have to just watch him with eagle eyes.
Now, at that point, suddenly you hear a beeping along the side of the vents, and you along the side of the main traffic flow that is outside the PLC, and you realize at this point that there is nobody on this catwalk except for the four of you.
Everybody, run away from a vent and get down low and go, go, go!
Okay.
All yep. right.
You all see everybody runs at the last minute. You duck to the side as every vent kicks open with such explosive force that they would knock you into incoming traffic. Can everybody quickly make for me, all of you, quickly make athletics. We'll call it violence athletics.
Plus computer?
Always plus computer.
No success. A computer success.
Yep.
That counts.
Oh, yep.
Tom got a computer success.
And I got two. Successes.
Yep. Everyone got successes?
I got no successes
and no computer successes.
Okay, anyone that didn't get any successes gets winded and slammed against the gantry, and you all take a point of damage, so you all get hurt. You lose a point of moxie because you got a computer call, and the computer blinks into life. You managed to dodge at the last minute and don't take any violence damage at all, Clancy, but the catwalk immediately starts to fill with polypeptic particles. You can't help but breathe them in. They taste curiously like mint. And they sort of make your throat feel really, really, really cold. But you otherwise don't feel particularly strange as the booming voice of the computer comes and goes, "Hello, oh dear, you did receive my warning about polypeptic venting, yes?"
"That's right, but, you know, not a lot of time given or to move out of the way."
"It is important to not give warning too early. Studies have shown that warnings given with a delayed interval lead for time for people to forget about said warnings. This is the most efficient mode of communication I found. Just scanning your internal systems, you seem to have breathed in a significant amount of polypeptide particles. How are you feeling?"
Minty fresh.
Pretty winded.
Very excited.
"Excellent. Well, try not to worry about it too much. I suppose every new discovery is an opportunity to learn no more about what things do. And if you could make your way to a med station at the conclusion of this mission for mandatory observation, I would consider it a favor and also a mandatory duty. Do we understand?"
"Absolutely."
I was just thinking as you were struggling through that that you playing a computer that is slowly losing its mind
for many hours,
six hour sessions over a day you're Daniel Day-Lewis-ing this.
I know, it's really getting strange. So your vision clears, you feel okay, but also something in the polypeptide brew that you've all breathed in is working its way all the way through your digestive systems, through your circulatory systems, deep into your genome, and it is activating potential dormant mutations that any of you may have found accidentally placed into you while you were in the vats. Now, I have these cards, these mutation cards. Most of them say you don't have a mutation, so don't worry. If you do have a mutation, they will show up on this card now. So, take a card. All right, great. Everybody has a card.
Do we give them back?
Big penis.
Oh, did you get the sweet penis card?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you all probably got a no mutation card, but if you did get a mutation, whenever you want to use them, you have to spend 1 to 5 points of moxie. The more moxie you spend, the greater the mutation effect. I will remind you that visual, unregistered acts of mutation are a capital offense in Alpha Complex for the safety of the residents. We all understand?
Got it.
Other than the minty freshness and the potential new superpowers, you all feel pretty normal and disoriented, and one of your cases, at least two of your cases, quite injured, but you stagger and make your way forward and soon find yourself in front of Quattro at PLC.
Hello.
Quattro is slightly slower, but still in his nerves.
I'm still with it.
And he was demoted last time, so he's orange, I think, now.
Yes.
Which means he's the same rank, by the way, as Strawberry.
Yes, I'm still waddling strange from that yellow jumpsuit that went up my bum. Did you know that I was the one who designed the jumpsuit up the bum technology? So in many ways, I was wedged by my own petard.
What was your inspiration in that design?
Well, I thought one day I was in my dormitory and I thought, what if you could make clothes that went up your bum? And the rest is history. Now, what's your mission here at sea? Oh, yes, you're off to do that business with Firebrand, the mutant things.
Is it meant to be top secret?
I was going to say, One of the blue coats goes, and you see him look, and then a little blink, and then there are two trees and stars appear above Quattro's head. What I believe that this orange orderly is trying to tell you is that you are on a top secret mission for Alpha Computer, where you will be doing a small cleaning task of no consequence. Is that correct?
Yeah, oh, that's what I said. I said that. Check the tapes.
He picks up the clipboard away from Quattro and he looks at it and he goes, yep, no, everything seems to be in order here. BoffCon, is that your equipment officer?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
And you're still willing to perform the duties of equipment officer in line with Alpha Complex?
Yes.
Wonderful. In that case, you will be responsible for the priority equipment that has been requisitioned. And this is countersigned by Rand Corporation, Rand Department downstairs. You're going to go and have to pay a visit to Victor.
Okay.
But you still have normal priority PLC access, so if there's anything that you want to... Oh, I have actually a requisition order here. And he looks down, he pulls out from underneath Quattro's desk a hard case that is red, and it's very, very long. And he says, yeah, a sniper rifle for BoffCon.
Oh, yeah. RBOF. There's been a mix-up. There's actually...
I'm going to use bureaucracy now, Dave.
Yeah.
To swap that sniper rifle for a rocket launcher.
Well, tell me how you're going to do that.
There's actually been a mix-up. There, you haven't heard about the new requisition laws that have come in yet.
New requisition laws?
Yeah, but it turns out sniper rifles are illegal, and you can only use rocket launchers. But the rocket launchers, so if you can hand in a sniper rifle for a rocket launcher now.
You can hand in a sniper, like it's a buyback scheme?
Yeah, no, that's the new thing. They're buying back these guns, and they're giving out rocket launchers instead.
And this is a roll, Dave.
Yeah, this is.
What are we, bureaucracy or bluff?
I would say this is chutzpah, and it's bureaucracy or bluff, whichever one you want.
Let's go bluff.
Don't forget, you can spend moxie for rerolls.
He's got so little moxie, I don't want to see him go mad.
And
the acquisition of a rocket launcher sends him mad.
Oh man, I'm so good at bluffing. One.
I see two at least.
Two successes. And no computers.
Two successes is pretty good. Whoa, Quattro, why didn't you tell me about this?
Oh, I saw
you giving out sniper rifles earlier missions. Are you handing out contraband equipment?
No, I'm not handing out contraband equipment.
I'm doing my best.
And up his bum goes his orange. And there is a little, his clearance stars white, but a little vacuum-packed red uniform slams down in front of him on his desk.
I didn't design this for two uniforms in one day to be up there.
Well, you heard him. Go get him his rocket launcher.
He waddles off.
And he comes back to you with a pelican case that contains a rocket launcher.
Pelican case?
Yeah, a little pelican case.
Yeah, they're sponsored by Pelican.
For cutting around your very delicate camera equipment and also a rocket launcher.
How many credits is this?
Well, this is, he traded it for
it's
the sniper,
sniper rifle.
Rifle,
so it's 250.
Yeah, it cost you 250
now,
credits.
Before you take this little baby, I've been working on something that you might also enjoy for 250 credits.
Yeah. He said it can't. And it goes up your bum.
And he takes out a pen. All right? And he says,
have a hold of this. Just a regular looking pen, no, Bofcon?
Yes, just a regular looking pen.
But if you look at the top of the pen, you'll see four switches. Look at them carefully.
Okay.
There's a red, a black, a green, and a blue switch. God.
Okay.
Depressing one of those switches will cause the nib of the pen to eject from the top to
this
come
is a
out.
Is this a big four-color pen?
It's a four-color pen.
I can't believe I wrote that down.
Now, if you want it instead of the rocket launcher, or on top of the rocket launcher for, let's call it 200 credits, it can be yours.
Ooh.
Now, other than this wonderful invention, is there anybody else want to requisition anything else from PLC? I will say, just so you understand, Hing, that you could always have gotten the sniper rifle in the room, but you get a 10% surcharge for express delivery on the mission.
Sure.
Stuff is cheapest while you're at the PLC.
Could I also... a med kit, would that heal me of my injury right now?
Quattro. Have you given out the loyalty officer and the science officer kits?
Yes.
You have?
I believe so. No, one moment. Here you are. Hoi, hoi.
All right, great. And he slams some other things down. Do you have somebody who is prepared to be the happiness officer for this team?
What is that?
Yeah, what does that entail?
Happiness officer is responsible for the making sure that all happiness-related activities are carried out satisfactorily and serotonially. You can provide assistance, counseling, and additional happiness if needed, and you'll be provided with doses of Cheiroxin in the case of sudden psychotic break.
Ooh, oh, go on. I wouldn't mind a bit of that, unless you want, of course, Beetle. Oh, you've already got a lanyard. No, I'd like a lanyard. Go on, let me be the happiness
guy. So you're
going
to be the happiness officer, and then you...
spiffing!
You were given a case, and inside that case are three med kits and three doses of Cheiroxin.
Cheiroxin, good stuff. And can this be self-administered or only under certain circumstances?
Well, I don't know. Cheiroxin is a highly controlled substance that's used if a clone is experiencing a total psychological break. Do you mean recreationally?
No. What if I am
get
I
the belt on the doorknob and give yourself some Cheiroxin?
Just wondering, am I able? You know, if I am the one having a psychotic break, am I able to just, you know, have a little sippy sippy?
You administer it by puncturing a hole through the chest cavity with a 12-inch syringe.
Oh, so, you know, with a bit of a, you know, perhaps a doorknob and swinging the door, I'd be able to do it just fine. Yes, no, this is lovely. Lovely, lovely stuff. Oh, yes. Oh, this will be good. It's good to be happy when we're at work. Now, I do have a question for you. Oh, sorry, is that okay?
Quattro will answer any questions. I'm merely here to punish Quattro.
Quattro, my dear boy.
Yes.
Gosh, would I love some grenades.
Yes.
Happy to purchase them. If you can just show me to the old Grenadio warehouse.
How many do you require?
How much are they each?
They're 75 credits for a set of three. They come in three flavors.
Ooh.
High explosive, foam and smoke.
And mint.
Are there any from the BNG sector?
From the BNG sector? Yes.
Can I just go and have a browse? This one really I'd like
no,
to do.
I couldn't let you. That would be very, very bad for old Quattro.
Make a bluff, intimidate, or bureaucracy check for me with chutzpah.
But I'm bad at all of them, Dave.
Yeah, we'll pick one very quickly.
I'll pick the least bad one then, won't I? All right. Oh, I got one success and I got a computer fail.
No, yes.
So is that a minus?
You don't need to, unless the computer's a six, you don't need to worry.
Oh, wait, and so I've got the other, so fours count as a minus?
Oh, yeah, they do, because you're negatives.
Okay, so I got one success, two minus.
You fail, and unfortunately that means that you are not able to look at them, but you do buy some grenades. Which ones do you buy?
Ones that I want.
Well, unfortunately, you fail, so you get given a. But you can choose the flavor. Do you want?
What
foam,
are the flavors? Foam,
high explosive, and smoke.
I think I might buy some grenades as well, so I'll probably get some explosive ones.
High explosives for you.
All right, I'll get foam.
All right, you get some foam grenades. Great, wonderful. You look at them, and because of your fail, unfortunately, you realize that the serials of the sector that these originate from have been filed off. But you have three foam grenades.
What about him?
Can he
look at his?
I would like to purchase some high explosive grenades.
Excellent. All right, you get three high explosive grenades.
And do I still have my slug gun that I found in the old warehouse?
I assume you didn't take it to briefing because it would be contraband equipment, but you can duck back and get it if you want before your mission.
Okay, and then do I have to buy more ammo for that?
There is no... Slugs are a contraband homemade ammunition used by the Grey Culture
Club. Right, so I just have...
You have your orange brand laser pistol, which has been issued to you for your own protection.
But I would have the remaining ammo in the slug gun, so
that's correct.
Five remaining slugs. Yeah.
Quattro, before we go,
yes.
Do I need to buy any ammo for the rocket launcher as well?
It comes with three rounds, but you can always purchase more.
That'll be plenty.
It comes with three rounds? That's so many rounds, Quattro.
Well, have a look at this.
And he takes out a thin looking sort of rectangle about 30 centimeters long and maybe about an inch wide.
A ruler?
And he says, hold this.
Okay.
A normal looking band. Now mind, this is something I cooked up only this morning, but I think you're going to get a real kick out of it.
Uh-huh.
300 credits.
Uh-huh.
Take the band, and with some force, slap it down on your wrist.
Ah! It's wrapped around my wrist entirely.
It's a bracelet now.
Quattro, I'm getting a memory of a former life. I watched a movie called James Bond, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And in that movie, the Quartermaster.
Uh-huh.
He gave out, like, useful items that were...
Like the band or the pen?
Well, that was more like an invisible car or like a helicopter that sucks its own dick or something. You're out here giving out four-color pens and a slap band. I feel
well,
like next time I see you, Quattro, I want you to have invented something great.
Okay.
Well, could I also quickly buy a laser rifle?
You can buy a laser rifle, absolutely.
And could I also buy, please, a saber?
Yeah, sure. You buy also a short, a spiked saber.
Yeah,
so it looks like a handle, but it can sort of eject out a blade.
Oh, it's a lightsaber.
You can put it, well, it looks like a lightsaber, but it's just a reinforced steel vibro blade.
Cool.
Yeah, so you get that and you can put that
like
into
the dark saber?
Like a dark saber?
Just like a dark saber.
Like a dark saber, Dave. Thank you.
Look, you're really going to have to move on. We've got three more troubleshooter teams that we have to fit out. And
we have to go to and see Victor in Rancor, is
absolutely.
That correct, for our final requisitions?
Well, the last thing to do then is for your equipment officer to sign off on all of your equipment.
All right. So
does everyone. Now that I'm the equipment officer, and I got punished last time, I'm going to say this time everyone's got to take care of their things. So what has everyone got? And I'll write it all down now. We're talking
grenades.
We didn't
get anything, did we, besides what we bought?
You got given the Chiroxin, you got given the med kits.
Okay.
Oh, and also there's a package of four highly approved unorthodox outfits, which are designed to allow you to infiltrate the mutant enclave. They are all wrapped in plastic, but now that you can see them, they're sort of strange, anachronistic t-shirts with sort of a kind of AI designed
don't have a cow, man.
Punk pattern. There's like weird, like fluffy dice necklace for one of you. There's sort of a strange like chain harness that you're meant to wear over one leg. The whole thing looks like it was designed by somebody who's never seen a punk film's idea of a punk film. And all of them are different shades of red and orange because, of course, costumes are no reason not to follow security clearance.
And is there anything else I need to take care of while I'm here? Is there anything else I need to remember?
Well, actually,
we
have a brand new system. We've decided is inefficient, so we actually just have this new spiker system over here. If you just take your hand and you place it inside this tube,
okay,
we can take an imprint of you, and that way we'll be able to file all of this equipment as on your account and you're responsible for.
Right, so just so I know, Michael Hing knows, what am I responsible for? It's the the med kits, the cheiroxin, and the outfits.
The costumes.
Is that it?
And of course, I assume whatever you get given by Professor Victor down at Rand.
Sure, okay. All right, let's head down there then.
All right, you take your hand, you put it into the tube.
Yeah.
You're, and your hand gets stuck, and he goes, oh, that's never happened before. Quattro, is there an override on this thing?
Oh, there should be. Yes, absolutely. The sort of thing I can fix, and maybe if you could see your way clear to recommending me for another job.
Sorry, what's got caught is the slap band I'm wearing. It's jammed in the machine.
You were wearing something on your wrist. Oh, Quattro.
That's not on me.
I gotta give it back to him. I didn't want to buy it anyway. I was just looking at it. I never took it off. Here's your slap band
look,
back.
So. No, you're all running late. You stay here, and as you can see, there's sort of other orderlies in infrared uniforms are starting to descend on BoffCon with a bunch of tools as they all start trying to give different advice on how to get him out of the machine. And the other three of you,
we tried letting go of the can.
Head on down through an elevator, down a long hot corridor, with passing a lot of different blue coats holding laser rifles until you get to a vault, bank vault door. The blue coat that was leading you walks up to a retina scanner, looks into it with his eyes, and then you see a green light chime and the door rotates to the side and opens to reveal a bunker deep underneath PLC that is full of pristine equipment, what looks like science equipment, and there's a figure standing at the back of a man wearing a sharp indigo jumpsuit with a white lab coat over it, and that figure is fiddling with something that's on a steel bench, and they turn around as you arrive.
Come in, come in, come in, come in. Almost done it. Just give me 2 seconds to concentrate. Almost there. Victor, you have done it again. And he holds up a four-color pen.
You know this, who this is, right? This is Victor ICN5. Seven. No, not seven. Yes, seven. Seven. So good that he invented a one-use clone for himself, and that's how he manages to keep himself alive. He is one of the brightest minds of approved sciences used here in Alpha Complex, and you will treat him with respect. Now, I've got to go take a shit, but you're with Victor. Don't forget to sign the door on the way out. I'm sure your friend will be sent down soon. And he fucks off.
All right, my little chickadees. Welcome.
Holy dooly.
Really, I was going to say about you.
I've seen this character before.
Listen, I have so much to do, so many little things to tinker with, so many inventions to invent. This is the mutant thing, right?
Correct.
You need to pass as people with mutations.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Well, it's good that I'm so brilliant, because have a look at this. And do we want to do the, like...
And he pulls a sheet off the table behind him, and you can see an array of strange devices, belts, harnesses, a pair of gloves, what looks like a strange bands to be worn around the head, things with dials, diodes, resistors, strange electronics, stranger devices too that you haven't recognized before, because to catch a mutant, one has to act like a mutant, and to act like a mutant, one needs special powers, and special powers can be found here in Rand Department if you have the credits to sign for it, if you have the will to do what is right, and if you are working on a mission for the beloved friend computer of Alpha Complex. Ba-ba-ba-ba-bang, bubble.
The cast of this week's episode of OK Computer is Alex Lee, Simon Greiner, Michael Hing, and Tom Carty. Our Dungeon Master and friend computer is Dave Harmon, with NPC voices provided by Ben Jenkins, and music provided by Tom Carty. Shakira Khan is our producer, and the podcast is edited, mixed, and mastered by me, Hugh Guest. OK Computer is brought to you by contributors to the Dragon Friends Patreon, who get early access to ad-free episodes, as well as other exclusive content for just $5 a month. Until next time.
We just got sent outside while Dave gave Simon a private briefing, and as soon as we went outside, Tom Carty got his shirt off.
Oh, nice.
You got a kid off. Yeah, every moment in the sun is a moment.
Yeah, it's nice. And, you know,
I would say that is not in the spirit of a Dungeons & Dragons weekend.
I've got to say, microseconds before Tom Carty took his shirt off, I was like, oh, it's so nice in here. I might take my shirt off. And then Tom Carty took his shirt off and I went, I'm going to take my shirt off.
Have you guys ever had this situation where you're listening to a podcast and you've got you don't know what the person looks like? And you just have an imaginary version of what the voice looks like. And then you look at a photo and you're like, oh, terribly disappointed by the mundanity of their humanness. I just wonder if anybody has ever not seen a picture of Tom.
Somebody at a live show once said to me, oh,
I thought you were the Chinese one.
That really speaks to the amount of Chinese jokes that you make, Ben.
You know what's weird? Is that happens on Triple J as well. People who've never seen Lewis and me get us confused, and because they'll go up to us and be like, so which one's Hobber, which one's Hing? Like, it's...
Yeah, right.
And I guess
yeah,
it's right. nice in some way, because they're trying to, like,
yeah.
you know, not...
Oh, I don't see race.
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't hear race.
Yeah. Is it... Or if someone... Hing, nailed it. Yep.
It's a no-win situation.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.